this is the group that won that All-Ireland. So we'd done 3 years at minor level, so Paddy vacated the 20 job, so we thought we'd give it a rattle. You know, we knew these boys pretty well, and we felt that we could put together a panel of players and more importantly men that we could vouch for over the last 3 years from our three minor teams, and that's what we've done, you know what I mean? So
yeah. And are most of them back with you?
Well, there's of the panel at the moment, there's only two lads that we wouldn't have had through our hands at minor level, you know, which so every one of the rest of the boys we know very, very well.
Yeah.
You know.
And obviously they're going into this championship with huge experience. I know 17 and minor is a different grade and a different championship, but at the same time, big championship days out, big occasions.
Oh, totally, yes. They'll definitely draw on the experience they got. Obviously that year they won the All-Ireland, but then even last year's minors, were boys from last year's minors, yeah. And like they got within a point of the eventual All-Ireland champions in the semi-final, you know. Yeah. So again, they maybe had more big game experience, obviously, because of the venues that they were playing in.
Yeah.
The team that won the All-Ireland that was confined to 500 supporters all the time, you know. So,
yeah. No,
with a group of players, you know, not only at county level, at club level and the minor tournament in St. Paul's, and also at schools level and at college level, you know, with players that have a lot of big game experience, and that can only be a good thing.
And have you any overlaps with the county seniors at the moment?
Yeah, with five lads that are with Rory with the senior panel. You know, Owen McAvoy, Matthew Downey, Mark Doherty, Niall O'Donnell, and Lachlan Murray. How could I forget about Lachlan
Murray still?
Lachlan Murray, yeah.
And have you got him for?
Well, I'm sure we will have, yeah. Yeah, they're training with the seniors, you know, and obviously hopefully things go well this weekend against Clare, and we'll secure promotion, and then after that there, though. Maybe the 20s.
Yeah. So obviously that's a great backbone to a team. Five seniors, you know, getting the quality training and involved in the environment they're involved in at the moment.
Oh, you couldn't ask for better. You know, for our players to be involved in the senior setup, number one, with the calibre of player that's there and benefiting from that, but also number two, benefiting from the management, Rory, Kieran and Peter, you know, it can only be good for them, and it's going to improve them massively. And you can see the impact the likes of Owen McAvoy and Lachlan are making at the top level against Dublin. Like they were just, it was brilliant to see, and you know that's really exciting for them competing and playing at this level.
Yeah. Owen has more or less nailed down the full back line, and after Michael Murphy making a midfielder of it,
Brendan Rodgers, yeah, that's right. Owen's transition in there has just been absolutely seamless. But you know, it doesn't surprise us, because from that year at minor level, like Owen had an outstanding temperament. Nothing fazed him.
Yeah.
He just took everything in his stride, you know. So from being upper six last year and captaining St Mary's Marfield to win a McCrory, to being full back in your senior team, beating Dublin in National League, it's some step up.
Played in the Leo Murphy Cup, won two, lost one, beat Donegal well, beat Sligo gnarly, lost to Mayo.
Yeah, it was good to get games. You know, it was good to get games, Tom. We just tried different things. We had different injuries. There's a couple of them games. We had only a panel of 18 players. Like the day we played Mayo, we had 18 players, and three of them were injured after the first 20 minutes. You know, so thankfully we got no more injuries after that there. But you know, days like that, you know, you learn about players, and you learn about, you know, every game you learn, whether it's in victory or defeat, you know, you're consistently learning and obviously building towards this day fortnight and going to Enniskillen, you know. So, the league's been good for that.
Getting off, and obviously 2 weeks to go, really, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, a lot depends on this weekend and how the seniors get on for the boys. So.
Yeah, it does, you know what I mean, and hopefully that'll go well. You know, so two weeks to go, but I've no worries about them boys. As I said, they'll be coming, you know, their level of preparation, both physical and tactical, will be at the highest level, you know what I mean? And our job is to try and get the rest of the boys up to standard and up to speed, which we're working hard at, you know what I mean? And it's been tough at times, you know, because the boys are the under 20 championship, where the position of it in the year and the timing of it in the year, there's that many other masters of service such, you know what I mean? But you just have to be try and have a bit of foresight, you know what I mean, keep the player at the centre of everything you do, and we're hoping it pays off.